Hey guys, it's Celeste. So before we get started, excuse me, I wanted to put this out there. So I listened to my own recording yesterday, and to anybody, if you've never listened to yourself talk, it's a horse of a different color. It really is. You do not sound anything like you think you do. So anyways, while I wasn't disappointed in my portion of it, I was disappointed in the shitty sounds. I mean, it was hollow, it was very pingy. You could totally tell that I was using this little cheap wrap around my neck Bluetooth thing because that's really the only thing I've got. And so since we got our taxes back today, guess who ordered herself a no kidding podcasting microphone? Your homegirl right here did. So better sound is coming, I promise. But I don't want to not post it. I want to get this out there. So anyways, back to it. I figure since this podcast is gonna deal with the everyday like comings and goings of life, I figured I'd kind of give you guys a little bit better of a background. My future episodes are gonna be more topic related, which I've been gathering all kinds of ideas from other people that I've talked to on topics that they would like for me to hear about. If you've got something that you would like for me to talk about, do some research on, bring you some information about, absolutely send me an email at the end of the podcast. I'll give you the email address that I have set up specifically for this account. So anyways, that was kind of a side note. But just to kind of give you an idea where I'm coming from, where I'm from, blah, blah, I wanted to give you a little bit more about my own life. So firstly and foremost, side note, I've written most of this out, but I will be going off script because I'm really kind of an off the script kind of girl. So first and foremost, as the entire world can tell, I am from the United States. More specifically, from the southern United States. I'm very aware that I have an accent, and I'm also aware that the thickness of the drawl of my southern accent, it swings wildly from day to day. A lot of it depends on how I'm feeling, what's going on, how frustrated I am. But I mean, it will go back and forth between barely audible, like I don't have an accent whatsoever, to straight off the set of hee-haw. I mean, there's really and every shade of gray in between there. So don't be surprised if you're listening to multiple episodes if I sound almost like I'm from a completely different part of the world. So anyways, that I figured I would just kind of touch on that. One episode I may sound like I'm an educated doctor from the Midwest. Where the next episode, I may sound more like an illiterate farm, field hand from way out in West Texas somewhere. So just kind of bear with me, and it all works itself out in the wash. I was born, believe it or not, in Colorado Springs, Colorado. That may actually surprise a bunch of folks. But because my daddy was military, and I will get more into that in a little bit, we moved around all over the country. Now, I was not like some military kids where they were changing and moving every 2 or 3 years. We stayed put a little more so than your typical military family does. But daddy finally retired when I was in middle school, and he decided to stay in his home state of Texas. So my dad was born in Galveston. My mother, on the other hand, was from Oklahoma. And side note, I still cannot remember how to spell that damn word without singing it in my head. So like typing it out, I was literally having to spell the song in my head. If you've never heard the song Oklahoma, YouTube it. It's a very old thing, but whatever. And so while I was raised all over the country, I was raised in a southern family, an old southern family. And so we have old southern traditions. We eat southern delicacies. I don't eat no pickled pig's feet. I don't eat nothing's feet, nothing's noses. I don't eat brains, none of that weird shit. But like my mother's favorite meal to this day is pinto beans and cornbread, which I would rather starve than to eat, but whatever. So second thing to know about me is that my family is the most important thing in my life. The most important. And I have an awesome family. That being said, I will be the very first to admit that my family, we're all twisted as shit. It is. You know, 99%, now I will say there's a couple of cousins that are a little more immune to this, mainly because the vast majority of us are all very close knit, but we have a couple of, you know, straggler cousins, you know, second cousins that weren't as close to our side of the family, and so I can't really speak for them, but the vast majority of us, we all have that same weird ass sense of humor, and sarcasm is like, it's spoken as a second language, and that one is spoken by everybody in the whole bunch. We will playfully rip each other to shreds. I mean, we will just tear each other apart, but we are a very, very fiercely loyal and protective of our own type of family. So, like, I can tell you you're being a dumbass, but I don't want nobody else telling you that you're going to be a dumbass. That makes sense? That kind of thing? Let's see. Oh, and now, I also have to mention that the men in my family are loved very dearly. My Uncle Smitty, you know, my daddy especially, my husband, they're loved by all. But it's the women in the family that have had the most profound effect in shaping who I am as a person today. That's good or bad, and you can decide that, and sometimes it really depends on what I'm talking about. So don't blame me, blame them. Just saying. My mother, to tell you how close I am with her, we speak every day. Now, that's not always how it was. There was about 4 years when I was a teenager that I would have literally rather, you know, I wouldn't have pissed on that lady if she'd have been on fire. But she is my best friend. She is my biggest supporter, and she's the one I can literally always count on. Like, she was my matron. She was my matron of honor when I got married. And then my aunt and I, we are exceptionally close. We have been my whole life. Thirdly, I am a Christian. I believe that Jesus died to relinquish me from the penalty of my sin. I also believe that you have the right not to believe any of that, and that's okay. We can absolutely still be friends. I refuse to thump my Bible on your head. Nothing pisses me off faster than someone trying to ram their beliefs, regardless of whether it's religious beliefs, political beliefs, any of that shit. I cannot stand people who ram that shit down my throat, because it makes them feel better and it makes me feel like shit. Basically, you're trying to rub it in my face that the way you're doing things is better and the way I'm doing things is wrong. When that is absolutely not how I believe, fundamentally. You know, when you break almost every single document of religion down to its most basic teachings. I mean, like, knock it all down, look at the very core belief system of whatever religion you're talking about. They all say pretty much the same thing. Buddhism, Christianity, Catholicism, the Muslim faith, Confucianism, paganism, they all teach us to love and be kind to one another. Boom, that's it. There is no quantifiers that I know of in any of that. Now, I can't really speak a whole lot on Hinduism, which I know is a major religion, and that is basically, it's because I am absolutely 100% ignorant of the Hindu faith. I do not know very much about it, and so I refuse to, I'm not going to speak about something for which I have no idea any of these. I'm not just going to guess on something that's that important. But if I had to guess, I would imagine that that particular faith system is general. It's kind of built around the same thing. Be kind to one another. I don't care what you believe in. You could legitimately worship the tree in your backyard and, you know, whatever. That you do you. Well, how you treat people and how you treat animals tells me all I need to know about you. And I feel the same way, exactly the same way, with regards to the way you look, whether you're white, black, Asian, It doesn't matter to me. How you treat people, how you treat others, and how you treat children and animals tells me all I need to know about you. If you're not good to any of those people, we don't need to go any further. I don't need to look any deeper into you because you're already a shit human being and I don't want anything to do with you. And so, like I said, I could care less what other people's beliefs are. The only reason even that I'm stating mine is because I will, you know, there will be times in future podcasts where I say, you know, God knows, or, you know, for the love of God. And so I wanted to at least address it. Yes, I am a Christian. Do I care if you're a Christian? I don't give a shit. Because my God told me that the greatest of all of the commandments was to love, and to love thy neighbor like they love yourself. He didn't say love thy neighbor whether that, unless that person is black, or unless that person is gay, or unless they're a Democrat, or unless they're this, or unless they're that. I don't care. There were no quantifiers. So if you're here, I love you. Unless you're shitty to other people, in which case I don't want anything to do with you. So anyway, fourth on the docket, as I've mentioned before, is that my family, my whole family, both sides, my mother's side and my dad's side, we are a very proud military family. Every generation, without fail in my family, we've had at least one member serve in one branch or another of the U.S. military. And that dates all the way back to the American Civil War, like every generation. Now, most of us did it the right way, and we served in the Army. But we have had a few Air Force, Marines, Navy amongst us. We can't all be right. I mean, that's okay. Both of my grandfathers served in World War II. One of them served in Korea. My daddy was in the Vietnam War twice, Desert Storm and Somalia. My sister also served in Desert Storm. She's a Navy chick. Just whatever. I myself served, never in combat. And my husband is still served in Iraq during the surge, and then also in Afghanistan later. And he's still on active duty today in the Army. You know, I will mention the military, and I will probably bitch extensively about some of the new policies or some things that are going on or some things that are happening within the military community. And that's my right to do as a veteran myself, as well as a military spouse. What I won't do is I won't violate what's called OPSEC, which, if you aren't familiar with the military, we love our acronyms. This one's actually pretty easy to figure out. OPSEC, and it stands for Operational Security. That's military speak for operational security. And nor will I say anything that's going to jeopardize the safety of any of my brothers or sisters in arms. So that is something you don't have to worry about, because I'm very conscious of that. My husband is serving, and I want to make sure that he comes home safe and sound every time, whether it's from work or deployment. So that is not a thing for me. Also, just kind of a side note, you're going to hear me probably say, you know, military members from different branches, we like to tease one another. We call each other names, like, you know, typically the Army, they're considered to be grunts. The Marines are jarheads. The Air Force, they're flyboys. And the Navy, they're squids, right? Well, I can say that, and I can call them those names, because it's like the shitty little nickname that you had for your kid brother, and that's cool for you to call them that, just to pick at each other, but, like, you know, Bobby down the street doesn't need to be calling him that. You know what I'm saying? So that's just kind of out there. I just figured I'd throw that out there. It's not cool if you're not in the military, you're not a veteran, for you to go into all that, but you'll hear it from me all the time. But, you know, whatever. Oh, and forever, go Army, beat Navy. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Lastly, and of course, this is most certainly not the least of any of these, of what I've talked about, we get to my kids. Now, my children are my entire world. They're the reason that I breathe. They're the reason that I get out of bed every day. They're also the reason that my hair is gray, my house is trash, and I'm a stark raving lunatic most days. I mean, let's just be honest. Between my kids, my son, and my husband, I'm a crazy person all the time. Or at least that's how I feel. And I'm sure that that's exactly what I look like on the outside. My son, John, you'll hear me talk about him all the time. He is 7 years old. He is on the autism spectrum, albeit he's very, very highly functioning. And he also has ADHD. And so, generally speaking, you need a boat anchor to keep that kid in one place. He makes me tired just sitting here watching him. And I mean, by the time I go to bed every night, I literally just collapse into the bed. And so he's my first child. He is the light of everything that I have. The story for my other children, my other two, I have a daughter and another son, that's a little more complicated. And I will go into that. If you know, you know. If you don't, we'll get into that at some point, because like I said, this is about real life and about how real things that real people have to deal with. You know, things are not always picturesque. They're not always perfect. And they're, you know, I would love to be a Pinterest mom who has this gorgeously, you know, put together house, and you know, everything's well decorated and it's tidy and it's clean. You could run a white glove down the middle of my, you know, cedar chest at any given time. And at this point, if you run a white glove down my cedar chest, as long as you don't write your name in the nasty 6 inches of dust that's on it, we're fine. I don't care. So we will get into that, because my story with my kids, my youngest two, it's a story that a lot of you may be able to relate to. And so it's real. It's real life. It happens. It's not comfortable. It's not happy. Well, that's not necessarily true. But it's real. And so, but it's also not a story for, you know, it's a whole ball of wax all by itself. So, and like I said, I will tell their stories later, but, for right now, just know that raising my son he amazes me. I learn so much more from him than he learns from me, and I believe that. I will believe that probably until the day I draw my last breath. He has taught me so much more about just being a good human than I ever thought possible. You know, I realize now, I think probably going into it, I think one of the things I realize now more than I ever did beforehand is that my mother was not always right. But she wasn't wrong most of the time. So, and I'm also convinced that if she felt anything like me, she probably had no fucking clue what she was doing most of the time and just winging it. And luckily, my mom is really good at doing that, because I came out, well, I think I came out okay. My husband, on the other hand, might disagree with you. So, anyways, so that's where I'm going to leave you for right now. I know this first episode is really kind of short. It's not terribly, you know, in-depth. I just wanted to kind of give you the Cliff Notes version of me. And if you're not old enough to, if you don't know what Cliff Notes are, go find your mom, because she probably used them in school. It's just an abbreviated thing. And I wanted to just kind of touch on a few things just to make things in the future have just a little more context. As a side note, I wanted to let everybody know that this podcast, I want it to be as interactive and inclusive as it possibly can be. So at some point, I plan on having a couple of guest speakers join me. Not every time. I mean, I'd love to eventually pick up a partner, but I don't, my life, I don't even know if I'm going to be here in a couple of years. We might be moved off somewhere else. So, but I want to, you know, I do want to include other people, because it's not just my life that is real and raw. It's everyone else's too. If you've got any topics, this is what I was saying earlier, if you have anything that you'd like me to cover, just things you would like the world to know, send me an email. Feel free. I want to hear from you. Tell me your story. Tell me what's something that you're struggling with. And the email you send them to is Celeste Perkins. That's Celeste Perkins@gmail.com. I really want to interact.